KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's mostly cloudy and 55 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today. A high of 65. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. A reminder for veterans and anyone else seeking a job in the KJAN listening area, a job fair is being held today in Atlantic at Iowa Western Community College. It's intended for employees affected by the loss of their jobs, announced at Plastic Professionals here in Atlantic, but anyone can attend. Officials of Iowa Workforce Development say the job fair runs from noon until 3 p.m. today. Veterans will be given preference, and they'll be allowed in from 11 a.m. until noon. Again, that's only veterans during that hour. Among the confirmed employers who will have representatives on hand is NSK, AKS, Menards, Conductix, Wampler, Warren Distribution, Henningsen Construction, Mala, Lyle Corporation, the Atlantic Bottling Company, and Avoca Specialty Care. And there will be tables available for you to complete your applications. But if you have paper applications already in your hand, bring them with you. In addition to representatives from various companies on hand to provide information and possibly conduct interviews, the job seekers will have access to Iowa Works Lab to complete online applications. The Atlantic City Council, which usually takes the recommended lower bid on projects from contractors, moved away from that practice during their meeting Wednesday evening and approved a bid that was slightly higher than the low bid by $35. Snyder & Associates engineer Dave Sturm explained the infrastructure improvement projects and recommended McCarthy Trenching LLC from Avoca for the job after speaking with the street superintendent Daryl Anderson.
One of them was down on Teresa Drive. Another one was at the inlet of the box culvert on Sunnyside Lane, and the other was an intake on 2nd Street that needed repair. So we prepared a short plan for this project and took bids last week, and we did receive two bids, one from McCarthy Trenching at $27,100, and the second bid from Stamp Construction at $27,135. So very tight bids. McCarthy was the low bid, and we would recommend approval to them to get started on those minor improvements.
Councilperson Ashley Hayes asked if the city has dealt with McCarthy before, to which Sturms replied yes numerous times. Hayes thought that because the difference in bids was so small, the job should be handled by a local company. Snyder & Associates usually always recommends the lower bid, he said, and Sturms said they are a very reputable contractor.
Stamp has not done a lot of underground work yet. He started his underground company, I think it was last year or 2 years ago. He has been branching out from his dirt work site, so he hasn't done a lot of city work yet, but we've worked with him in the past, yes, and have not had no issues with him either.
Councilman Chris Jimerson said owner Rob Stamp is definitely an individual who gives back to the community, and Councilman Halder agreed. Councilperson Kathy Summers suggested experience, told her they should go with the low bid, but the council voted 4-3 against that, and McCarthy, and made a motion and second vote to approve Stamp Construction by a vote of 6-1, with Summers voting against. In other business, the Atlantic City Council voted 6-1 against amending a city ordinance to allow for certain types of poultry to be raised within the city limits. Councilperson Hayes was the only person to vote in favor of the amendment, and the council voted unanimously against allowing resident Jillian Scarf to apply for an exemption to the code that would permit her to have two hens and one cockerel on her property. Before their vote to amend, some members of the council expressed their views on the matter, including Dana Halder.
I think it opens up something else for us to monitor. The city has enough things to do to monitor. It's hard enough for us to do what we're doing right now as far as just cleaning things up, and we have ordinances for that.
The council also voted to allow the sale of fireworks and set the hours of use of fireworks from noon until midnight on July the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. The rules for the New Year's Eve and early New Year's Day will be amended later. And that was based on a recommendation from Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese. Under the ordinance, fireworks are not to be used within 300 feet of any school building or assisted living or care facility structure as a public safety aspect. Sales of fireworks from tent vendors will not be allowed until June the 8th. Also, the Atlantic Fire Department, Medevac Ambulance, Cass County Sheriff's Office, and Iowa DOT Motor Vehicle Enforcement were on the scene late yesterday morning of a pontoon boat fire located in a parking lot across the street and to the north of Duke Ariel near Highway 71 and Interstate 80 here in Cass County. The fire was reported around 10:13 a.m. Atlantic Fire Department Second Assistant Fire Chief Tim Cappell told KJAN News when the first crews arrived, smoke was coming from the rear of the large pontoon boat, which is used as a river dredging operation part of the equipment. Inside the pontoons were empty barrels for ballast and what was described as an unknown amount of vegetable oil, which was used for rust protection. In the front was an unknown amount of straw. Campbell says it's not clear how the fire started, although investigators on the scene were trying to determine if someone may have been sleeping in the forward portion of the pontoon, which had hatch-like openings. They were also looking at footprints on top of the vehicle and tire tracks on the north side. For now, though, it remains under investigation. In the funeral announcements, William Bill James Wagoner Jr., age 80, of Oakland, died Tuesday at his home. A celebration of life memorial service for Bill Wagoner will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Carson United Methodist Church in Carson. Rican Veith Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Andrew Andy Fredrickson, age 66, of Atlantic, died May the 4th. Two gatherings to celebrate the life of Andy Fredrickson will be held. One will be tomorrow from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Elbow Room here in Atlantic. The second one is at Nishna Hills Golf Club in Atlantic from 6 until 8 p.m. on Monday, May 22nd. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Mary Ellen Knopp, age 93, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Memorial services for Mary Ellen Knopp will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Levon Queck Lutz, age 79, of Centerville, Minnesota, and formerly of Fontenelle, died May the 11th. A celebration of life service for Levon Lutz will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle is in charge of the arrangements. And Ruby Edmonds, age 97, of Manning, died Wednesday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Ruby Edmonds are currently pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.